Shalom Aleichem to his friends. This year should be a specialist for Amorni Rosh Yehudi Nishmas. Mar Sester Bas Vishmoel, Mar Sachanam Vasyan, Mar Sachanam Vasmeir Zev, Vili Nishmas, and Abdovid Yitzchak, and Akiva Yehuda. And we are continuing our series of Shi'urim, Minchas Chinuch, Parashas Vayishlach. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Ulini Gidanoshe Mutir Vahanoa, it's a Gidanoshe, permitted one allowed to get hana, not either get hanasha, but get other pleasure from, other benefit from the get hanasha. Das Rambam bePirkin, Macholas Esuris 8:14 and 16, the muter behanoe, vein barash perkid hanasha tamu alav, chachmelu nil the mevor bePsachim, the Rabbi Abo, the Seiver, the Cholmakom Shneam al Loitzercha, Yisur hanoa bMashma, Akor Tzercha farish the Mishalecha the Miyach the Nera legid. So the kasha that's asked by the Chacham Leilumil and the Rambam paskins that it's mutter b'hanoa, and the question is that according to Rabbi Abo, who holds that when it says don't eat, it means that it's aser b'hanoa. You have to explain pshat in the Mishnah that a person can send the git to the guy, meaning that the git is mutter b'hanoa, you're allowed to benefit, the benefit you're getting from the guy when sending him this gift. So you're going to be benefiting. So what's the pshat? How's it mutter to benefit? It says don't eat it, and eating implies hanoa. So the answer is, says the Gemara, that when the Torah was matir and nevela, the Torah was matir, the gid and the chelev and the nevela together with the nevela. That's how it's mutter to get hana from the nevela. And then the Gemara asks, all right, that works according to the Mandar Yesh Begid and Menai Saint Tam. Then you can say that the gid is part of the nevela. When you were matir and the nevela behanoi, you were also matir the gid behanoi. But lamand is soivel ein begid and Menai Saint Tam. If you hold that ain't begid in the same time, that there's no time in the gid, so it's not included in the heter nevela. It's not part of the nevela. So memela, anachal lo mevinim ech efshar la'atir at zeh lav barachila. So it's not included in the heter of the nevela. So nevela is the edible animal, but the gid's not edible. So the male is not included in the heter hana from the nevela. So according to the Mandar Megiduno Saint Tam, how are you mati the gid? Hana, the Gemara answers, Ena chinami. Rav Shimon holds, Ein begid minoy Saint Tam. Rav Shimon holds, the gid anash is aser b'hana. And the Rambam paskins that Ein begid minoy Saint Tam, like Rav Shimon. And therefore it's not included in the heter, so therefore it should be aser b'hana. And yet the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Abo. And the Rambam passings that it's mutter b'hana. And the Rambam also passings whenever it says l'socha, it's an isra hana b'mashma. The Rambam is mamish sosus sugis ha-gemara. Sugis ha-gemara, we see that the only way you could be matir hana from the gid, if you hold that l'socha is isra hana, is if it's included in the nevela. And the only way it's included in the nevela, if you hold the yesh begidim b'nai seitam. The Rambam holds ain begidim b'nai seitam. And yet he's still matir, even though the Rambam holds that L'socha means an isra hana, so therefore there's an isra hana principle on the gid. Nevertheless, when the Torah was matir and avela, the Torah was matir the gid with it, but the Torah was only matir the gidim yesha b'no same time, and the gid is part of the nevela. But he ain't begid them in the same time, and it's not part of the nevela, then the Gemara says the gid is aser. So the Rambam on one hand paskins that you're allowed to get hana from the gid, which would mean according to Sigurd Sagamara, yesh begid them in the same time. And then the Rambam paskins ain't begid them in the same time. Oh my gosh. So this Rambam has been the subject of much discussion. Oh my goodness. And we recently had an amazing shir being miyashiv the Rambam. And now we would like to go on the derech of Moreinu Rabbeinu, which is Yortzeit. This week, Yudalit Kislev, Moreinu HaGoyin Reb Nosson Geshtetnis Etzal. So he has an upcoming publication of his Chidushim an HaMinchas Chinuch. It is going to light up the Torah world. So this is from that upcoming publication, forthcoming publication. And he answers as follows. This is an answer that he said when he was very, very young. And he's a teenager, I think. Yeah, he was a teenager. Unbelievable. He answered this in the year 1949. And the Yesodei HaDvarim we can find in the Sefer Boruch Tam, Shar HaKoel Din Aleph. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger in the Sefer Drush V'Chidush went on the same derech. So you're doing pretty well if you're a teenager and you're mechaving to the Baruch Tam and Rabbi Kiva Eiger. What's the reason of Rabbi Abbahu? We can explain Rabbi Abbahu says that when it says don't eat, you know what it means? Don't get hana. And we can explain this based on the famous Nekuda Niflo of the Rambam. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayis has a Nekuda Niflo. What's the Rambam's Nekuda Niflo? That Isser Hana is rooted in Isser Achila. And based on this, he's miyashev why there shouldn't be an iser basar b'cholav that's chal anevela. It's an iser moisif. In other words, normally an iser chalal iser, but if it adds something, then it is chal. If the second iser adds something to the first iser, it is chal. So the question is, why shouldn't, if you have basar b'cholav, if you have nevela, the iser basar b'cholav isn't chal anevela. Why not? An iser moisif. Because nevela is muter b'hanoe. And basur b'cholav is asur b'hanoi. So it's an iser moisif. So the Rambam says that hanoah is not called moisif. Why not? Because the iser hanoah is only because the iser achila. And what this means apparently is that it's asur b'achila is because he's nene. And the whole ikar iser achila b'chol ha'isurim is b'glal hanoah ba'idei achila. The reason that he's not allowed to eat surim is because the hanah bi'achila, and the Torah says a lashon of achila, because the ikar hanah is hanah sachila. Ikar hanah so hanah sachila. That's the primary hanah. We all know that. That's why whenever anything Jews get together for anything, there's always food. At a bris this food, at a wedding this food, at a shiva this food, 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 food. It's the ikar hanah. And if it's Asar al Tanah, so don't tell me that Basar B'Cholav should be Chal on the Yisr Nevela because it's an Yisr Moisif. Because Nevela is Mutar B'Hanah and it's Asar B'Hanah, it's not Moisif because Nevela is also Asar B'Hanah. Because by being Asar B'Achil, it's Asar B'Hanah. So when Basar B'Cholav is Asar B'Hanah, just the only type of Hanah that Nevela is Asar in is Hanah sachila, but it's still called an Isser Hanah. And therefore, because it's an Isser Hanah sachila, therefore the Basar B'Chol is Isser Hanah, it's not a Moisif. It's also an Isser Hanah. So Rabbi Abbahu is correct when he says that whenever it says don't eat, it's including an Isser Hanah. Unless you're told otherwise, unless you have a special het there, it's including Yisr Hana, because eating is Hana. And Memela, when it says don't eat, it means don't get Hana. It's another way of saying don't get Hana. Why does it say Lashon of Achila? Because it's talking about the Ikar Hana. The primary Hana is Achila. And therefore it says don't eat. But it really means don't other stuff as well, other types of Hana as well. Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Lavin Kuf Pei Zayin, says that Isser Hanah is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, because it's the same as Achila. Ki Achila min mimine Hanah. The Rambam says the same word. In Isra Hanah, when something is Isra Bachil and Bahanah, you're not minor l'shtei mitzvahs. But Isra Bachil is in two mitzvahs, lo lecho, but lo lehanos, because the Isra Achila is kolo the Isra Hanah. It's just the primary type of a Hanah. And there's additional Hanahs, but it's not two separate mitzvahs. Beautiful. So now, based on the way we explain the story of Rabbi Avo, holds like the Rambam, in the Nekud in the flaw that all is Suri Achila Mipa As Hanoe. And from that we learn that all Hanoes are Asur. If so, Hatenach be Isur Achila, Sheyesh be Manoah, but by Gid Hanoah should we pass Gin Ein Begid the Benoit same time. And if so, you can't say that the Isur Achila As Hagid is because of the Hanoah, because it has no time. And therefore we have to say that it's a gzeras hakosuv, that it's aser ba'achila. And even though it's only ke'etz ba'alma, nevertheless it's aser, so the other hanos are mutter, begin hanoshe. Because here the achila wasn't prohibited because of the hanah, because there is no hanas achila memela, you can't aser other hanas. You see in Taisus and Pesachim Chav Beis Amin Aleph, not like that. The Ramask of Reb Shimon, we learned this Taisus in a recent shir. But we're going Shitas HaRambam. So that's not Shayach to Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon holds Kol Shuv LeMalkus. And the reason of Rabbi Shimon, this is in Malkus 17a, you get Malkus even on a Kol Shuv. We can explain based on the Mishnah LeMelech in the first parak of Chometz and Matzah. In Halacha Zayin, Shem Haraim, that Achila Sheikh is Af B'chol Shehu. Even though Halacha Moshe Messina Achila B'Kizayis is only in Malkus. So now we can say that Reb Shimon holds that since Achila is Shaykh even in a Kol Shehu, therefore he gets Malkus even on a Kol Shehu. We hold that Achila is a Kol Shehu, just Malkus is Halacha Mishnah, Malkus is a Shir of a Kizayis. Rabbi Shimon holds, when he says even Malkus for a Kol Shehu, that even Malkus is a Kol Shehu, not only Achila is a Kol Shehu, Malkus is a Kol Shehu. Halacha Mishnah is telling us for the Linyan Karban you require a Kizayis. And the Svara we can say, like the Ritva writes there in Malkus, that even though when he ate a Kol Shehu, when he ate a kol shehu, he's machshiv that achila. And therefore he's like even a kol shehu. If all he ate was a little bitty, he's machshiv that achila. So he's like our kol shehu. So now we can say that Rav Shimon holds that it's true that ain begid b'noi same tam. Nevertheless, if he ate it, it has no tam. But if he ate it, we say achshivei l'achilase, l'achilase. So he's machshiv as achila. Rav Shimon holds with the svar of achshivei. So you're chayiv on a kol shehu because of achshavei. Chayiv even malchus. So therefore, when it comes to gid anash, even though in begidim b'noi same time, the reason it's aser to eat is because achshavei. It was machshav achila. So now we can say that even when it says don't eat the gid anash, it's mashmin isra hana. Even though isra achila is that because even the isra achila is gid, it's because of the hana, because of the pleasure. For that, we learn all hanas. We can't say, since ain't begidim b'noi same time, akorach and zeris hakosef, that you're not allowed to eat it, and it's not because of the hana, like we said before, because according to Reb Shimon, he holds that kol shehu l'malkus. He holds that we say, achshavei l'achilase. So he, for him, this is something, he had some sort of weird hana from eating the gid. So therefore, when he eats the gid, Reb Shimon will hold you get it for kol shehu because of achshavei. Also, gid achshavei l'achilase. Therefore, for him, it's Hanoi. He's going to be Aser and Hanoi and other things as well. So, Lididei, Lidas Reb Shimon, the Gid Anoshe, is Aser Alt Hanoi. And therefore, we learn, like the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon holds Ein Begidim B'noi Same Time. And it's Aser B'Hanoi. That's all according to Reb Shimon, who holds Kol Shehu L'Malkus. But Lididon, that we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. We don't have the svar of achshave. That eating a kol shehu is considered eating even for Malkus. And that eating the Gid HaNasha is considered eating. We don't hold of that. And the Mishnah HaMelech proves the Rambam doesn't hold of this re'aim. The Lashon Achila is Shaycha for Kol Shu. Because we pass in that HaOymer, Shavua Shaloich HaLayoyim, Eino Chayv L'Kshachal Kazayis. Make a Shavua, you're not going to eat today, you only Chayv in a Kazayis. And if we hold like the re'aim, that there's a Nitzor of Achshavei, should be Chayv even on a Kol Shu. So the Rambam doesn't hold of this Achshavei. For a Mashu. Not only that, but if so, if Rabbi Yochanan holds in you, Machatzi Shira Semen HaTorah, because of Chatzilat Starufe, why do you need to come into Chatzilat Starufe? That it's ready to be Mustarif to hold Shir. Typically, that Chatzi Shir is included in Achila. So, Allah Moshe Misina, you're only Chayiv Malkus with the Kazayas. So why don't we say that's the reason Chatzi Shira Semen HaTorah? So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold to the Svar of the Reim, he doesn't hold to this Achshavei. The Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzi Shira Semen HaTorah. So therefore, it must be Mishum Chazilat Starufe. So it must be that the Rambam holds not like the Reim. The Rambam doesn't accept the Svar of Achshavei. And therefore, Achila is only because Zayis, it's not because Shu. And also because Gid HaNasha, Shein Bo Tam. Why is there going to be Aser? Because it's Gzeres HaKosov. Only according to Reb Shimon, who holds the Svar of Achshavei, and therefore Yochai ben HaKol Shu, he holds that Achshavei by Achila's Kesayis. For him, it's a Nisr Hana. According to the Ram, there's no Achshavei, so therefore, why is the Gid HaNasha Aser? Has no time. The answer is Gzeres HaKosov. Gzeres HaKosov, to Aser the eating. But it's only Gzeres HaKosov, to Aser the eating, but you're not Asering it out Hana. Not also al tana. It's gzeres hakosav that it's also to eat. When does achila include hana? When the achila is hana, so there an achila includes other types of hanas. But here, where achila doesn't is not because of the hana, because ain't begidna b'nai same time. Just gzeres hakosav, you're not allowed to eat it. Memela hana is going to be mutter. So that's how the Rambam can paskin. That ain't begin the Benoist Saint Tam, and it's still going to be Mutter Bahana. Ain't begin the Benoist Saint Tam. So it has no Tam, it's not included in the Nevela, in the Heter Nevela. But it's still going to be Mutter because the only time we ask our Altsachila, we ask our other Hanas, is when the Achila is Hana. But here the Achila is not a Hana, it's only Xeris HaKosav. So since it's only Xeris HaKosav, you know that I have Achila, it's not because of the Hana. The Mela, other Hanas are permitted. And that's the Yishuv Givaldik for Shitas HaRambam. And with this, we can be Miyashev, Ma'al Shal, and Shvus, and the Chof Bezam Ralef, that according to Rabbi Shimon, Shekol Shul Malkus Chayev. That according to Rabbi Shimon, that you're Chayev in a Kol Shul of Malkus, you're also Chayev in Rachel Lake Derech HaNa'asam. Just like you're chayv in a kol shehu, you don't need a significant shear, you also don't need a significant type of eating, you're also chayv shalei k'derech hana. Frak the Ma'al Shah, I don't understand. Rabbi Yochanan holds the chatzi shear as v'men ha-Torah, and that he's not chayv shalei k'derech hana. So how can you say that according to Reb Shimon? Since kol shehu l'malkus, you're chayv shalei k'derech hana. Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shir aser min haTorah, and he's not mechayiv shelo k'derech hanasan. So you see that just because you're chayiv if you eat in an insignificant way, i.e., chatzi shir, that doesn't mean that you're chayiv shelo k'derech hanah. How can you say that according to Rabbi Shimon, since you're chayiv in a culture of Malkus, you're chayiv shelo k'derech hanah? You see, it's not like that from Rabbi Yochanan. He holds chatzi shir aser min haTorah, and you're not chayiv shelo k'derech hanasan. And so he had gefrekt the Ma'al Shah. Aval ledarkenu, yesh li yashev. The time of the Reb Shimon is because Reb Shimon holds like the Svar of the Reim that we saw before, that Achila means even a Kol Shu, because he's Machshev Achilaso. And the male, even Shalok HaDerech HaNasin Yitzchayiv, there also, there we say Achshevei. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold the svara of the Reim of Achshave, because if he did, then he wouldn't have to come onto the Chazir Litzarufe svara. He doesn't hold of Achshave. Since he doesn't hold of Achshave, he has to come onto the svara of Wai Lechatzirat Sa'atz Chazir Litzarufe. But he doesn't hold of Achshave, and since he doesn't hold of Achshave, he's not going to be chayish to look at Erech HaNeles, only according to Reb Shimon. He says this for Rav Ashi, you're machshav de achila, so he'd say, oh, even shalok ha-derech achila is going to be chayiv. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that svar, and the male is not going to be chayiv. Shalok ha-derech achila, so, uke'en ze, shalok ha-derech hana'aso, uke'en ze, kosev b'kalnei re'em, al ha-marsho. So Baruch Hashem, we learned the shtikol minchas chinuch with a beautiful yishuv of Chabiki ve'eger, the Baruch Tam, and then Vaiter, the great Goyin and Tzaddik, Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Menachem Gishtadner Zatzal, in his youthful years, to explain Shitas HaRambam. And as I said, we discussed this elsewhere, and hopefully we'll revisit this, because it's a very, very choshev topic. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.